Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, April 8th. Currently with fair skies, it is 36 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is northwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94. The dew point is 32 degrees, and the current wind chill is 29 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. In Liberal, as spring unfolds, attention turns to lawn care and property upkeep. J.P. Bizette has more.
Code Enforcement Officer James Kulo confirms the city's activation of its noxious weed ordinance. Defined as any weed exceeding 12 inches, enforcement has begun, with homeowners allotted 5 days for compliance. The ordinance mandates removal of overgrown vegetation, ensuring public health and convenience. Failure to comply incurs a minimum $150 fee, plus subsequent hourly charges. The ordinance exempts agricultural zones unless close to residents.
Kansas lawmakers reached a deal on education funding over the weekend. The plan gives $75 million in state aid for special education and funds Kansas public schools with $528 million. Local school districts have to put some local tax dollars towards special education. The proposal also includes money to help at-risk students under a pilot program with 10 Kansas school districts. Lawmakers are expected to take up the bill when they return the last week of April. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With the first round pick for Medicare supplement coverage, Sophia selects Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas.
Wow, that's a great pick and a perfect fit for her. They've been one of the top performing customer service teams in America for years, and they are good at what they do. Getting her the answers she needs, supporting the care she deserves, and they make it look easy. For affordable Medicare supplement insurance plans backed by the Kansas-based customer service you expect, call Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas at 866-301-7644 or visit bcbsks.com/selection. That's bcbsks.com/selection. Underwritten by Blue Cross Blue Shield Kansas Solutions. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. For costs and details of coverage, including exclusions, reductions, or limitations, and the terms under which the policy may be continued in force, call or write Blue Cross Blue Shield Kansas.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly is considering a bill that would create a new crime in Kansas for organized retail theft, as the bill passed 107-12 in the Kansas House and 32-4 in the Kansas Senate on Friday. This bill creates harsher penalties and expands the Kansas Attorney General's office's ability to prosecute these crimes. It defines organized retail crime as one or more people taking items from a retailer or retailers valued at least $5,000 and up in a 12-month period, or acting with someone to purchase and sell merchandise totaling at least $5,000 in a 12-month period that's believed or known to have been stolen. The bill also includes another piece of legislation that makes it a crime to encourage someone to commit suicide. It was legislation pushed for by the mother of Max Coleman of Wichita, who took his own life at 21 years of age after receiving texts from a number that he didn't know telling him to take his own life while he was expressed that he was in a mental health crisis. Everyone is reminded that the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 988, and it allows people to connect with resources. Or people can chat online with a counselor at 988lifeline.org. A Kansas man died in an accident just before 8 p.m. on Friday in Sherman County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2011 GMC SUV driven by Glenn D. Kinney, 54, of Edson, was eastbound on Old 24 at County Road 25. The SUV left the roadway to the south, struck a driveway entrance, rolled end over end multiple times, and came to rest on its top. Kinney was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to Bateman's Funeral Home. He was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. One person was injured in an accident just before 12:30 a.m. on Sunday in Norton. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2018 Chevy Equinox, driven by Alex J. Kahn, 27, of Greenleaf, was northbound on First Avenue at Main Street in Norton when the SUV sideswiped a parked 2005 Peterbilt semi continued northbound, crossing West Main Street, crossing the center line, and striking a utility pole on the west side of First Avenue. EMS transported Khan to the Norton County Hospital, and he was also not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. On Thursday, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 360, giving Kansas taxpayers additional flexibilities when contributing to a 529 program account, qualified ABLE program account, and first-time home savings account by allowing them to choose the timing of their deduction from state income tax. The bill allows Kansans to apply the deductions from contributions to these accounts to either the current or the previous tax year filing, aligning these accounts with tax filing deadlines instead of the calendar year. Governor Kelly said this bipartisan bill allows Kansas taxpayers to be better positioned for future financial decisions, saying that now Kansans with disabilities, first-time home buyers, and those saving for college or other career training opportunities will have more flexibility in deciding which tax year they want to apply contributions on their income tax return. The deduction may only be applied to one tax year, and the bill is retroactive to the 2023 tax year, meaning that Kansans will have the ability to make additional 2023 contributions and receive that tax deduction prior in their 2023 taxes. Senate Bill 360 also codifies an advisory committee to make recommendations for the implementation and operation of the 529 program, and members serving on the council are selected by the state treasurer. Norton Blue Jay head track coach Chris DeLamont reported that on Thursday, April 4th, it was a beautiful day to host both the junior and senior high school invitational track meets. He said they have 49 track athletes and three managers out this season, and their home meet allowed them the opportunity to put all of their athletes in the events. He said this is a great benefit for them to gain valuable experience and get marks on everyone. Overall, he said that they have competed hard and handled the first meet jitters well. They look forward to their next competitions this week at Smith Center on Tuesday and Hill City on Friday. The Norton girls placed second as a team, and the boys finished fourth. In Nebraska news, the Lincoln Police Department arrested a juvenile on Friday who was accused of attacking a woman on the Rock Island Trail. The woman was jogging on the trail at around 12:15 p.m. on Wednesday near 33rd Street and Sheridan Boulevard when someone grabbed the woman from behind and stole her headphones. And according to police, the juvenile was found in the same area where the attack occurred. There were no serious injuries. However, the victim was bruised and had a bloody nose, and the identity of the juvenile was not being released. According to officials, an inmate at the Nebraska State Penitentiary assaulted and seriously injured a staff member on Saturday. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said the inmate punched the staff member with a closed fist, knocking the staff member to the ground, and the inmate continued to deliver closed fist strikes as the staff member was on the ground. Responding staff removed the inmate from the area, and the injured staff member was taken to the hospital for a fractured nose and eye socket. Officials are still investigating the incident. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, work is to begin today, April 8th, on N44 from reference post 20.03 to reference post 25.50. Vaunce Paving Incorporated of Hastings is the contractor for the project, and the work will include milling, asphalt, paving, culvert work, grading, and seeding. The traffic will be maintained with pilot cars and flaggers, and the anticipated completion is the fall of 2024. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, April 3rd, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding And the council members present were Jason Jones, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, and Dale Jacobson, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the March 20th, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were two building permits presented for approval. NextTech Community Engagement Specialist Friday Otua introduced himself and spoke to the council regarding NextTech's desire to be more involved and stay connected with the community. Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber of Commerce presented a map of the proposed street closure for the car show on July 6, 2024. A motion was then made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the street closures as presented for the Chamber car show on July 6th, and the motion carried. Economic Development Director Dallas Goslin introduced Todd Bowler, who is one of the members from the Leadership Norton County Group this year that is sponsored by the Norton Community Foundation, and Dallas stated that he will be doing the community development and civic portion of the class. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the appointment of Cody Lanier to the Planning and Zoning Commission with a term expiring February 2027. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Chief of Police Jay Sharp introduced new employee Cody Land, who will be starting academy training at the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center in May. And a motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the training reimbursement agreement between the City of Norton and Cody Land. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson that an emergency concerning public safety exists and is sufficient to waive and suspend the three reading ordinance adoption procedure for Ordinance 1765, which is an ordinance inserting Chapter 12, Article 7, pertaining to camp on public property. The vote was taken and the motion carried, and a motion was then made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adopt Ordinance 1765, the ordinance inserting Chapter 12, Article 7, pertaining to camp on public property, and the vote was taken, and the motion carried. Jason Jones reported the Personnel Committee met to review a draft of a written description clarifying the chain of command diagram in the Personnel Handbook. Jason stated that part of the language that was wanted and added gives employees direction on what to do if they have an unsafe or uncomfortable situation. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Gerald Jones to adopt Resolution 4-2024, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Jason Jones inquired about the emergency sirens, and he stated that community members had brought concerns to him about them not working. Gerald Jones stated that the issue would be addressed by the Public Safety Committee at their upcoming meeting. Dale Jacobson, on behalf of Jim Miller, reported on the tree board meeting that was held. Dale stated that there was discussion regarding this year's planting of trees. He said two trees are being donated, and the city has purchased trees for the Girl Scouts to plant. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Jason Jones to approve the Norton American Legion's application for a cereal malt beverage special event license for consumption on the premises at a confined beer garden at the grandstand booth in Elmwood Park, from July 23rd through the 27th during the 2024 Norton County Fair. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jason Jones to renew the Emergent Plus plan through MASA Medical Transport Solutions to all full-time employees who are eligible for health insurance, plus the mayor and council. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the closure of the portion of North Kansas Avenue from East Main North to the alley on Saturday, April 20th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for an event being held by Narcotics Anonymous, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the closure of the portion of North Kansas Avenue from East Main North to the alley on Friday, May 17th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the 6th grade class party. The motion carried. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the Paint the Town application for 412 North Graves, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve appropriating Ordinance 7 as a whole, and the motion carried. The council was then adjourned at 6:30 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have taco crunch, peaches, tossed salad, chocolate cake, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken strips, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheesy chicken bake, rice, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 65 and a west wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 32 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 68 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 39. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 69 and breezy. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 63 and breezy. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 77. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 87 and breezy. And on Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 84 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is west at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94. The dew point is 32 degrees. And the current wind chill is 30 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. We did receive notice that the city of Norton is planning on flushing hydrants tomorrow, Tuesday, April 9th, beginning at 8 a.m.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Royals sweep the four-game weekend series with the White Sox 10-1 Thursday, 2-1 Friday, 3-0 Saturday, and a comeback win Sunday, 5-3 behind a seventh-inning two-run shot from MJ Melendez. But it was Hunter Renfroe who got the comeback started with a two-run homer of himself in the fifth inning. After the game, manager Matt Quatrera was impressed with Renfroe's game yesterday.
Huge sigh of relief from him. You know, really what stood out to me, and we actually talked about it between at-bats, he saw Crochet pretty good that first at-bat. He got him, but he worked the count a little bit, saw some pitches. You could tell he was on him a little bit more than some of the other guys that first time around. So, you know, he put a good swing on that breaking ball.
The Royals are now 6-4 in the season and are over 500 for the first time since April 10th of 2022. They have an off day today before the Astros come to town for three starting tomorrow. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steel mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steel offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steel zero turn mower. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the...
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Did you know one of the best investments you can make? It's in yourself! At My Computer Career, in just a few months, you could start your new career in the high-demand, recession-resistant field of information technology. Isn't it time you invest in you and start a career in networking, cybersecurity, AI, or upskill to boost your current IT career? So, get the ROI you deserve at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Start now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We had some thunderstorms with high winds that pushed through over the weekend. That system now well to the northeast of us. Another disturbance is moving into the southern plains and Ohio Valley, and that will be bringing the threat of severe weather to much of Texas today. Winds will be much lighter than they were the last couple of days. Precipitation chances remain low and limited to mainly east central Kansas by Wednesday, when the southern plain system will be closest to us. There will be some high-level clouds that will spread in throughout the day, but it doesn't look like we'll have much effect on the solar eclipse viewing, especially in the northern and eastern part of the state. Windy weather returns Thursday with cooler temperatures, warming back into the 80s by this weekend. In northwestern Kansas today, mostly sunny with a high in the low 60s. Sunny upper 60s in north central Kansas. Sunny low 70s in the northeast part of the state. Partly cloudy and 65 in southwestern Kansas. Scattered clouds 72 in the south central part of the state. Sunny mid-70s in southeastern Kansas. Chance of thunderstorms later tonight. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, well, beef trade definitely has not held up well the last couple of weeks into this market. So expected to start a little bit weaker overall. Now, the seasonality compared to last year where we did see higher cash trade as we went through the spring into the summer, we'll see if that will be the case this year as well. Hogs had strength in the front months towards the end of the week overall. We'll wait and see if that's going to happen as well. Mixed overnight grain trade, but quiet trade. It did come off the lows. Wheat futures, hard red winter wheat up 6. Corn futures are steady, and soybean futures up about 2 cents. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.